Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM. And today I'm talking with Bishop's University biology professor, Dr. Jade Savage. So welcome.
Hi.
And she has launched recently a website, etick.ca. And it's a website dedicated to image-based tick identification and population surveillance. So would you like to tell us about the website?
Yes, basically the website is there to actually ask the population to contribute their data to the regular surveillance program. So we are trying to get people to take pictures of ticks that they encounter on their pets or in the environment, and then upload their pictures and send us their specimen just for this phase. And in exchange, what people get out of this is that whenever a tick has been found and identified, a new dot appears on the map. And so anyone visiting the site can go and see what has been found in my area, when were these ticks seen, are there a lot, and basically, the map is quite fine, so you can see is there a specific path behind my house that has a lot of ticks, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're asking the public's contribution to help follow the ticks, and in exchange, we tell them where they are. So we pull all the data submitted, and we make it publicly accessible.
Okay, that's really interesting and really important, too. Now, is the map a map of Quebec or of the townships, or how big is the map?
Well, for the moment, the map is for Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can see all of the country, but this pilot project is aimed at Quebec only for 2017. We do hope to expand beyond Quebec, so the site is ready to go national. But for now, we decided to limit this to a provincial level for 2017.
Okay. Now, are ticks on the rise in the area?
It depends, because what do you mean by this area?
In the township?
Yeah, in the townships. They are on the rise. I wouldn't say necessarily on the rise. I guess they
mm-hmm.
get more noticed because numbers of Lyme disease cases have been on the rise. And the black-legged tick seems to be more common. It is certainly abundant in the area, and this is a relatively new phenomenon. And so we are trying to use, again, our website to document such a phenomenon in other parts of the province. So we want to know where the ticks are appearing, and is the distribution changing rapidly, or are they showing up in places where we didn't think they would be?
Okay, interesting to know. There's quite a bit of Lyme's disease then. You said it was on the rise around the area here?
Yes, I mean, when we say quite a bit, we have to be careful. I mean, the
mm-hmm.
numbers are still very low.
Okay.
But what we are seeing at the provincial level is definitely more cases every year, and more cases acquired locally. So that is what's important. Basically, a decade ago, people with Lyme disease usually had gotten it in the U.S.
Okay.
Now we have infected tick populations in parts of Quebec, and so people can get Lyme disease in Quebec.
Okay, this is a pilot project, and you were working with a few other projects which were already in place?
Yeah, well, actually, this is the first public phase for
okay.
this project. So we worked the last 2 years with the provincial and federal partners. We worked at developing a very similar tool, but we ran a pilot project with veterinarians, which were already involved in the regular surveillance program. And this time we asked them to submit their data on ETIC and submit their pictures as well, because we wanted to validate the approach of image-based identification
mm-hmm.
and also get their feedback on how easy it was to navigate and use the site.
Okay.
The project has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
The data was published. It worked quite well.
Okay. Now, there's a dozen different tick species found in Quebec, but the only one that seems to carry Lyme is the black-legged tick?
Yes, that's
okay.
correct.
And how can we prevent ticks and...
Well, I mean, in pets, there are a number of treatments, so you can go and see your local veterinarian for
mm-hmm.
Treatments that will prevent tick attachment.
Mm-hmm.
In children, that alternative doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
However, basically, prevention is the best strategy. And so making sure that when children do go in areas where ticks are known to be found, that they wear long clothes, and also that they wear insect repellent to a certain extent. But the best strategy is really self-examination at the end of the day or by an adult. So basically just, you know, run your hands behind your ears and in, basically in all possible places where a tick could have wedged itself. And that is definitely the best strategy.
Okay, so they kind of hide then, but behind the ears, different places like that sometimes?
Different places. They are small. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't always hide, but I mean, mm-hmm. they are small. And we tend not to notice them until they have fed up to a point where they form a little, bump.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And are there different times of the year? Is spring a worse time of the year or late summer?
For the black-legged tick, we see a peak, especially in adults, we see peaks in the spring and in the fall, actually quite late fall, sometimes up to December, so moving into the winter, whereby during the summer we tend to see a bit more of the dog tick, the marmot tick. We see different species at different time of the year.
Okay, that's interesting too. Now, are they found more in a swampy area?
Not really. I mean, I wouldn't say that there's anything as, you know, there is no tick habitat per se, but they tend to be found mostly on low-hanging vegetation, you know, forest borders, path borders. They tend to sit and wait until a small or a large mammal passes by. Because ticks are slow-moving creatures, they don't travel very well, so they need to be strategically placed where animals are going to travel by them.
Okay.
So deer paths, rodent paths, anywhere where there's high traffic tends to be a good spot for ticks.
Okay, that's interesting to note too. Now, if somebody does have a tick, I would imagine it's best for them to go to the emergency ward in case there's the factor of Lyme disease.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend
that.
Okay. If you look at the website of the Public Health Agency of Quebec, there are some recommendations on what to do if you get bitten. Also on eTick, we do provide a link to that site and also on how to remove a tick. And so once you are, if you do have an embedded tick, the first thing you do would be to remove it. And then to keep it. So at this point of the project, we do not use human ticks.
Okay.
Because we ask people to keep those ticks. So for this first pilot, because we're asking people to send the specimens, we do not want to collect those ticks. Because once a person has removed a tick, they have to keep it. And they should write down the date and the place where they were when they got bitten. And then if you do develop some of the Lyme disease symptoms over the next few days, so usually between 3 and 30 days after being bitten, they could see a doctor. And then there's some additional information depending on where you got bitten. So I would not run to the emergency room if I had an embedded tick, especially if it had not been there for a long time.
Okay, good. So how do you keep the tick? Just in the fridge, out of the fridge? Or?
In a pot, in the fridge is fine. If you collected it to send to eTick, then I would suggest putting it in the freezer for a good hour before you take the photograph, because if you try to take the picture while it's alive, it's going to move a little bit, even if they're not very fast. So ideally, you want to kill it first. Put a good hour in the freezer is usually all you need, maybe even half that time. And then you put it in a little pill bottle or any sort of sealed container, and then you ship it to us. If you want to keep it because it was a human tick, you do the same thing, pill bottle, you keep it in the fridge, and you bring like an empty pill vial, for example, is good. And then you just keep that tick and bring it with you if you eventually develop symptoms.
Okay, good to know. Now, it's the website has been recently launched, so it's up and running. It's eTick.ca.
Yes.
Okay. And
the interface is fully bilingual, by the way.
Okay, that's good to know, too. Have you had many people go to it, or do you have any way of knowing?
There's been a lot of traffic. I mean, it was launched 48 hours ago.
Okay.
Have received some submissions. Unfortunately, so far the submissions we've received have fairly poor photo quality. So one important thing is that we do provide a guide on how to take good pictures of ticks using either a digital camera or any mobile device. They are small creatures. And so for us to be able to identify them using pictures, the pictures need to be good. And it's very simple to take good pictures of ticks using a phone, but you need to know what we are looking for. So it's really a key element here to the success of the project is that people take 2 minutes to read the photographic guide.
Okay, that is important too because ticks are small, so you want to have a good photograph of them in order to identify them. Okay, makes sense.
Because if the picture is not good enough, then I cannot do the picture-based identification, and people will not receive a diagnosis on that, or an identification. So this is one of the important criteria.
Okay, makes sense. Good. So that's etick.ca, and definitely sounds like an excellent website. Lots of information there, important information too. Okay.
Thank you.
What made you want to become involved in this project, by the way?
I've been teaching medical entomology for quite a while.
Okay.
And I realized after a few years that there was a lot of information about ticks and tick-borne diseases in the United States, but that it was quite difficult to find the equivalent for Canada. And so I started asking people that worked in different parts of government, and everybody agreed that, yes, there was not a lot of information. There wasn't that much resources either. And so it's with their help that we launched this. So my goal here was to get the public involved, but also give back in a sense. So get people to understand where the ticks are and also demystify this a little bit. So a lot of people are very afraid of ticks. I think once you know them, it becomes a lot less scary.
Okay, that's really important.
Yeah, and I got a lot of requests, people saying, I don't know what to do with my ticks. I don't know what to do with the ticks on my dog. So I figured this would be a good way to provide that information.
Good. Excellent. So definitely education is the key to everything, and especially in the ticks, too, because it can be kind of panicking, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Dr. Savage?
No, nothing except please read the photography guide and make sure that the pictures are good. And don't forget to send your specimens because we will not provide the identification until we receive the specimens. And, just be careful when you go out and everything should be fine.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and all the best on the project.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.